December 1, 1922. Jesus did and suffered everything in the divine will. What true reigning is. I was thinking about the passion of my sweet Jesus, and I felt those pains so close to me, as if he were suffering them at that very moment. And looking at me, he told me, "My daughter, I suffered all pains in my will, and as I suffered them, they opened many ways in my will to reach each creature. Had I not suffered in my will, which envelops everything, my pains would not have reached you and everyone. They would have remained with my humanity. Even more, because I suffered them in my will, not only did they open many ways in order to reach creatures, but they opened as many other ways in order to let creatures enter into me, unite themselves with those pains, and give me, each one of them, the pains which, with their offenses, they would give me throughout the course of all centuries. And while I was under the storm of the blows, my will brought me each creature to strike me. So, it was not just the ones who scourged me, but the creatures from all times would concur in my barbarous scourging with their offenses. The same with all other pains, my will brought me everyone. No one was absent from roll call, everyone was present to me, no one escaped me. This is why my pains were, oh, how much harder, how much more numerous than those which could be seen. Therefore, if you want your offerings of my pains, your compassion and reparation, your little pains not only to reach me, but to follow the same ways as mine, let everything enter into my will, and all generations will receive their effects. And this, not only with my pains, but also with my words, because, being spoken in my will, they reached everyone. As for example, when Pilate asked me whether I was king, and I answered, "My kingdom is not of this world, for if it were of this world, millions of legions of angels would defend me." Single quote. And Pilate, on seeing me so poor, humiliated, despised, was surprised, and said with greater emphasis, "What? You are a king?" And I, with firmness, answered him and all those who were in his position, "I am king, and I have come into the world to teach the truth. And the truth is that it is not positions, nor kingdoms, nor dignities, nor the right of command that make man reign, that ennoble him, that raise him above all. On the contrary, these things are slaveries, miseries, which make him serve vile passions and unjust men, making him also commit many unjust acts which disennoble him, cast him into mud, and draw the hatred of his subordinates upon him. So, riches are slaveries, positions are swords, by which many are killed or wounded. True reigning is virtue, to be stripped of everything, to sacrifice oneself for all, to submit oneself to all. This is true reigning, which binds all, and makes one loved by all. Therefore, my kingdom will have no end, while yours is near to perishing." And, in my will, I made these words reach the ear of all those who were in positions of authority, to let them know the great danger they are in, and to put on guard those who aspire to positions, to dignities, to command.